Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get into it, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have David Afariat, and he is with Avid Vines. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you, Lee.
Before we get too far into things, tell us about Avid Vines. How are you serving folks?
So Avid Vines is an importer of unique, organic, and premier cru champagne, full stop. Champagne from France, and organic and sustainable, made in ways that are not only good for the environment, but also, dare I say, I like to describe these champagnes as being enjoyed twice. Once when you taste them, and then the next day when you wake up with no regrets, certainly without the ability to bump a healthy routine like working out or taking a walk. These champagnes achieve that because they're made organically. There are no chemicals in the fertilizers. There's no chemicals sprayed on the vines and they're making. They follow a certification that's pretty rigorous to get that certification. And the result is, in the way which we import it, yields a product that is super clean and lower in alcohol, lower in sugar, and something that is just incredible to drink.
And then you sell directly to restaurants, or who's your client?
Right. So we'll certainly get into that. So as an importer, I bring into this country direct from France and it's a logistic symphony of moving parts that bring the products from the Port of France to the Port of Savannah. And so I distribute here in Georgia and Texas, and then a growing number of a few other states. And I sell to restaurateurs, and I sell to retail package stores, sell to wine clubs. And we can talk about that surely, you know, the impact of just what kind of condition the restaurant business is in these days.
So now, were you always in the kind of wine distribution business?
So it's an interesting story. About in 2002, I formed a company with two other partners that is totally different space, involved in a software that helps people trade on the stock market. We help them make better decisions. And early on in the formation of that company, I had a friend who owned a restaurant and who was like, knew about my passion for wine and was gave me the recommendation that I should work for this distributor, a local distributor. And the reason why I was entertaining this was because I had to work for about two and a half years while we were building a company without a salary. And this was a way to kind of augment some of the income. And I had worked in my past in another life for Kraft Foods and understood brand marketing and sales and the like. So the move to this distributor was fairly easy in my skill set, and I took to it quite well and learned so much about wine, more than I thought I had previously up to that point, where it had been a strong passion of mine all my life. I'm a French citizen. I'm a French and American dual citizen. I was born here in the United States, but my father and most of my family still live in France, and I've raised my children to be bilingual. And so I started working for the distributor, understood the value chain from the distributor, like where is money to be made in this whole complicated regulated process of importer, you know, winery, distributor, and retailer, and decided that the importer was a very good position to be in because of we got to meet with the producers in their own territory, on their turf, and work with the distributors to bring interesting product and wines, you know, to the United States, which is a very unique place to be in the world to be bringing wines because of the 50 different states that have all their different regulations with respect to alcohol. It's challenging, but it can be rewarding. And when fast forward to 2018, was traveling through France with my family and always had this idea of the software company continues to still be a focus, but it's grown to a point where I can also grow this passion, effort project, if you will, that's become Avid Minds. And in 2018, when I was traveling in France, I thought that I would be tasting at least 80 or so producers before I found someone that I could really met the criteria that I had in my mind at the time. And on the second try, I found this owner grower, so not mass produce, but an artisanal farmer who every grape that goes into that champagne is one that was farmed by him, not purchased anywhere else. And that kind of owner grower, artisanal, authentic product was very appealing to me. And more than on paper, it actually tasted amazing. And when he said that he had never exported to the US before, I was like, okay, we're ready to go. Let's sign a gentleman's agreement. Let's formalize it a bit later. And I can start a company around this. And effectively I did. And it's been growing ever since. I've brought on some additional producers and the distribution has started. And there's a lot of other exciting avenues that the silver lining to this pandemic we're in that have kind of revealed themselves that we're pursuing as well.
So now the identifying the source and the product in France has its own challenges. How big is the challenge of once you've done that is getting it into the U.S. and then specifically dealing with all the states with their different bureaucracies that it takes to, get a wine product actually on the table somewhere?
Lee, it is a miracle. It is a miracle of supply chains and taxes and emails and regulations and licenses. It is a miracle the products you see on the shelf that take for granted that you reach for, actually are there. And the smaller you are, the more easy it is to become crushed by simple admin mistakes or paperwork. Or in my case, I had gone through all of this regulation and all of this licensing in order and the partners I had to use to find a way to bring the product, not just in the cheapest way that I could here, but we put some thought into how we were bringing this product here. And what I mean by that is if you go through the effort of raising the profile and awareness of these champagnes as being organic and sustainable and something that you can actually taste at the margin and appreciate, you only have that ability if you take special care in importing these champagnes under refrigerated conditions. Now, quick stat, only 5% of all the wine from Europe to the U.S. is sent over in refrigerated containers because it's expensive. But we do it because in order to preserve this, this delicate value that being organic does. The alternative is you put it on a boat and it goes across the ocean and then certainly at seasons like in the dead of winter or in the heat of the summer, you can have the boat and the product and everything in it can be 30 degrees swings above normal to the high or to the low, which will damage the product. It's the bottle shock that can be too much for the wine and it affects and starts to alter the taste, which is why a lot of product adds additional sulfites, which are a preservative to help with that voyage. And the result is that we all know this. We've had wine, right, that we've enjoyed that tastes 10 times better when we're there at the winery. We're fortunate enough to go to a California winery or a Tuscan countryside or even in France, the wine always tastes amazing. And it's not just because of the idyllic surroundings. It's literally because wine tastes better when it's closer to its origin. And if we can refrigerate the transport from A to B, it's like we collapse the distance. It's like you and I are at the vineyard tasting the champagne because of the way it's been transported. Now, you asked about the logistics and how it gets everywhere. It has its ups and downs. When I tell you it's a miracle that it gets here, I had the first shipment of the champagne en route, and it was diverted through Italy, and there was a race car driver, pallet driver, an over-enthusiastic warehouse driver that had a stack of the champagne, a pallet of it, and was just going too fast, hit the brakes, and the tower of champagne, whoop, boom, just fell over. And I get photographs of like, we lost some of the cases, here's the damage. And, you know, I called that the angel's share. It's like, that's not coming back. And so when it's, once it's left the vineyard, it's like, I've paid for it. I own it. And that's why you have insurance and there's paperwork involved there, but, it's just another step in the dance to get it from A to B.
So now what stage are you at right now? Do you have a product here in America? Do you have it? Is it going out into those states that you're working in? Like is the,
yes.
So you're up and running and you're growing at this stage of your business?
Yeah. At the website, avidvines.com, we have, we promote the five, there are five champagnes within this one, our first producer. And then we have two other producers that we are bringing up on the website in the next month or so. But these five champagnes are, you know, are all available in Texas, in Georgia. What's nice about in Texas is that they can actually be shipped to anywhere in the country. Again, owning to the unique laws of the individual states, you in Georgia cannot ship outside the state to someone else. You can order champagne received into Georgia, but you can't ship out to another consumer. In Texas, you can. So I have a partner, a retail partner, and a kind of a wine club in Texas who essentially ships the, you know, the champagne to any address to a consumer who wants it. And increasingly, because of the virus and the times that we're in, what I'm finding is a lot of interest from corporations who want to bring their teams together for some team building in an era where they normally would have flown everybody to a particular sales meeting, put everyone in a hotel, rented a conference room, and had a, you know, catered lunch and then dinner. Those are some significant cost savings if you can find something that is unique and different and fits these times. And so what we do is we propose a kind of virtual champagne tasting, which we've done for consumers and which we are now starting to do for corporate teams, for new hires, for post-sales meetings, whatever the occasion. It goes a bit deeper, actually. The silver lining is it's normally these dinners and sales meetings would be just for the person and the team. But in a virtual setting, you can deliver the champagne and you can deliver food through a variety of options. And you can actually reach not just the person on the team, but that person's partner or spouse as well, and further bring them into the culture of the company and the gratitude that you're trying, you know, to create from a unique experience like this. And we've seen a lot of reception to that. The individual, for the consumer, the tastings that we do, we've done two, we're going to do our third one on June 6th. And we partner with a local musician, either in Dallas or in Atlanta, to add a little bit of ambiance. And we partner with a local chef who, on a couple of occasions that we've done it, have either made food that people can pick up within the local market, or if they're not in the local market, have shipped to them. And experience, it's carefully considered. So the pairings are perfect with the particular champagne that we're tasting that week or that month. And the result is an hour that excites all the senses and brings a lot of happy smiles on a Saturday afternoon where it's around 3 o'clock that we do this. So you open up the champagne, take a sip, you can put the stopper back on it, and then you can enjoy it that evening. But it's proven to be, the reason why we do it at Saturday afternoon is because we also bring in the winemaker all the way from France, and he takes us on a champagne tour of the cellar, which is also a huge benefit. So again, it's a great hour of like, it goes by quick, but it's super enjoyable.
Now, I'm sure when you got into the business, you didn't think that was your business right at the time. That was kind of an after thought based on the circumstance we're in with the pandemic. The growth though of the company is to kind of work with restaurants, I would imagine. Still, this might be a nice add-on after the pandemic's kind of over, but is the objective to just partner with kind of higher-end restaurants that appreciate this kind of product?
Well, that was part of the original business plan. And then, you know, you make plans and God laughs and, you know, you get thrown a curveball like this. But that's part of the game of business. You have to be in the game in order to react to what happens. And, you know, started this and boom, the whole game changed. And as part of the game, you got to realize what are the new rules here. And so while restaurants have certainly melted away, they may come back. Sure, they will come back. But it's a question of how and in what form and how will that impact higher end choices on a wine list versus the lower end. And in the meantime, you know, we've solidified our relationships with the retailers and we've come up with additional ways to create some demand pull, you know, from consumers as opposed to just selling it to a retailer and washing our hands of it. So that's not what retailers need at this moment. So we kind of have come up with, you know, these tasting ideas as a way to help generate the sales at the local level.
Now,
and wine clubs would be a future as well.
Now, so how are you kind of getting the sales right now? Is it mainly through the website or you have partners out there in different markets kind of socializing this and evangelizing about it?
Well, that's it. We do have some, I have some broker agents in the different markets around Texas who do their job of evangelizing and just, we have an expansive social media platform. The website also does a good job of directing people and interest. And we bring in, the game starts to then become just a raising awareness. There are a lot of articles and we do an occasional interview like this where we're talking sometimes with different audiences, sometimes more business featured, sometimes more focused on the organic and sustainable and well-being and health benefits of, you know, of consuming, of changing the way that we're going to be consuming food and beverages in the future. I think if anything, that what this, one of the things the pandemic has kind of revealed is the way we eat can affect our health outcomes. And while genetically, you know, someone who's predispositioned to have diabetes is going to eat in a certain way to keep them healthy or not eat in a certain way and be more at risk, a virus like this starts to expose, you know, we have to eat in a certain way, no matter what conditions we have, preconditions we have or conditions that we have. We have to start eating in a way that fortifies our healthy defensive systems, because there will be a COVID 20, there will be a COVID 21. And when the next one comes around, you know, there's a certain responsibility now that takes on a more importance, not just feeling good and being healthy, but staving off the next, you know, the next pandemic. Just means that we have to be more aware of what we're eating and eating in a versatile, those products that are organic and sustainable and that leave you clean, that go through, that, you know, that nourish us and that leave us in a clean fashion. I think are products that are increasingly going to be sought after.
So now, what do you need more of right now at this stage of the growth of the company?
Well, really awareness, really the kind of, for those who discover this, it becomes their new favorite. It's not, that the product is, the champagnes are truly special. They're highly enjoyable. They're some of the best champagnes I've had the pleasure and good fortune to taste and compare with. So don't take my word for it. Try the champagne yourself. It is really, if you have really the good fortune and gratitude to be able to share a bottle of champagne, that's really what you do. No one drinks champagne alone. It is always something that is shared. So it's amazing to see people and their stories who have tried the champagne and who have shared the stories of how they're sharing the champagne that are truly truly heartwarming and beautiful to see.
Now
you get to see a peek of that through these tastings too.
So now the tastings, are they available only in Georgia and Texas, or can anybody in the country kind of, if they have a team dispersed around the country, can this be like, can anybody buy a tasting from you guys, like anywhere they are in the country? And I'm sure it'll be distributed through your Texas folks, but is that available everywhere, or it's only in those two states?
No, it's available anywhere. That's the benefit of it. These kits, you know, the kit is really just purchasing the champagne and making accommodations for the food. And sometimes, you know, if you don't wish to have the food delivered, we provide the recipes. So it's all, so we have one on June 6th, which is I think next week or so. And then we'll have another one in July, I believe July 15th or so, the day after Bastille Day. And the lead up to those events, you can buy the champagne and have the occasion to open it with us in the afternoon and finish it in the evening. And the food you can either make ahead of time because we provide the recipe, or you can order the food closer to the date of the tasting. And we do our, each chef, if they provide that option, sends it to you in a kind of insulated carton container.
Now,
go ahead. The champagne tasting that we're having on June 6th is rosé champagne. It's a beautiful bottle of the five. One of them is the Sprut Rosé, which is like staring into a ruby. It is unbelievable, the color, and the taste is incredible. And we have it paired with a quartet of hummus that this Turkish Mediterranean chef has prepared here in Atlanta. And hummus is easy relatively to ship. So he's provided a couple of different condiments that go with it. And you get this quartet of hummus to enjoy the pita, fresh pita bread that he also puts in. And that arrives at your door. And then you can open up the bottle of Brut Rosé champagne, dip the pita, carrots, whatever else you want to prepare around that. And you've got the makings of a fantastic apology, or something that you can do to cement the deal if you need to. It's either way, for whomever you share it with, a special treat, and certainly one that will be talked about long after the event.
And if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the website?
Right. So all that is at avidvines.com. And underneath experiences, we'll see our upcoming experiences. So that's why I urge everyone to go.
Good stuff. And that's avidvines.com. Well, David, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we could not be doing these shows without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.